Hello, and welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast, your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. This is a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts. Unleash your soul and learn to co-create a life that you love. And as you become the writer of your own story in this podcast, you're going to find the inspiration, the practical tips, and sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. So buckle up and let's unleash your inner badass. If you want to scroll the show notes, make sure you do. I share some of my favorite things. You can support the mission at listenbitchdonations.com. Listen Bitch is still looking for sponsors. If you have a badass brand that you feel like can align with the Listen Bitch podcast and helping people feel empowered to step into their potential, then we need to talk, okay? I do share my test in here. The tests don't guess. Your omegas are in balance, and that's probably why you are struggling right now, okay? I do have a link to a Bible app. You get 5 days free. And my favorite non-negotiable that I haven't told you guys about for a while is my powder to liquid gold, okay? It is a colostrum product and the only one patented with AC11. So it's a core along with your Omega Balance oil. I want you guys to get into that. But it's Monday. I hope you guys had an amazing weekend. I feel like my week is so, it's just been a lot. And this is a great escape for me tonight because I'm just going to be here present with you guys for the show. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. If you can share this out with your friends, and as always, leave a review. Okay. I love the stars, but like a written review is going to be, that's the best way to leave a review for me. So anyway, you guys, today's show, basically I really want to talk about the idea. Are you following your own path or are you following someone else's? And if I'm being brutally honest, I spent a lot of years of my life building someone else's dream and calling it my own. And I was just trying to check boxes, like the right certifications, you know, the approved strategies, the proven frameworks. And then I just kept wondering why I feel like I'm wearing shoes that are two sizes too small. And it's like the blisters are real. They're there. But I keep walking because everyone is like, Brandon, those shoes, they're the right shoes. They're perfect for you. They look great. They're so amazing. You have to wear the shoes. Here's what nobody tells you. When you're starting out in business or any calling, when you start using your platform, anything that's going to require you to step into who God made you to be, the most dangerous trap isn't failure. It's succeeding at something that was never yours to begin with. That's like winning a gold medal in a race you never wanted to run and then looking around and realizing like you're not even in the right stadium. You know, think about the last time that you blindly followed a GPS system. Mine, you guys, mine took me down a locked gate. I lost service. It was a shortcut. Took me down to a locked gate in front of a cow pasture. So I'm sitting there staring at confused bovine faces somewhere in Indiana while, you know, my phone is saying you have arrived and I can't recalibrate. I can't get proper directions and I have no clue where I am. And that is exactly what following someone else's path feels like. Like you arrive somewhere, but it's definitely not where you're supposed to be. And then everyone looks at you like you're the crazy one. And the tricky part is that other people's paths really look good from a distance. They're paved, well lit. They come with detailed instructions. And your path, if it's like mine, it looks like you're taking a machete and you're just going through the undergrowth while everyone else is on a nice paved highway. But here's the thing, your path is always your path and it's always going to lead to your destination, not theirs. And before you know it, we ask ourselves, like, how do we even get here? Before we even talk about getting on your own path, let's identify how the hell you've ended up on someone else's journey. And it happens gradually. You know, there are telltale signs. You're using someone else's language. There's something, you know, even today, okay, real life stuff. I sent someone a message encouraging them to send a message and kind of I said some of the things that should be said, okay? And when the said person got the messages, it was everything I said, word for word. And I feel like so many people are trying to do that right now. Like, you're using someone else's language. It's probably my biggest pet peeve. I will block your ass on Facebook. If I spend an hour and a half writing content and I see that you just copy and paste it as your own, like, we're going to fight. I'm going to block you, or we're going to fight. When you talk about your work, about your passion, about what you're out here trying to do, does it sound like you're quoting someone else's book? And this is the thing. When I first started the Dream Big Bitches coaching, you guys know I burned it down the first time. We're back open for business with a better foundation. But I caught myself in a coaching session using phrases that weren't mine, like describing my approach in someone else's words entirely. It's like wearing a borrowed suit to a party. Like, technically, you have the clothes on, but nothing is going to fit quite right. Your metrics are borrowed. You are measuring success by someone else's ruler. And so when that person hits six figures in 6 months, you feel like a failure when you don't. They have 50,000 followers, so your 500 engaged people feel inadequate. And it's like judging your own marriage by your neighbor's Instagram feed. You're comparing your behind the scenes with their highlight reel, you know? You're exhausted by your own life, and that's a big one. When you are walking your path, even hard days have a sense of rightness to them. But when you're on someone else's path, every day feels like you're pushing a boulder uphill while wearing fucking ice skates. And I remember ending successful days feeling completely drained, but not because the work was hard. It's because it wasn't mine. I wasn't in that era of authenticity where I could be myself and I didn't have to make an effort and I didn't have to try. This space is such a beautiful work of art for me because I don't have to try. It's just easy. I come here and there's no like, oh, that was a heavy podcast. It's a lot. In fact, every show that I do is just like weight lifted off. Like, I know I'm doing my job. I know I'm in my calling and I know I'm in my lane. But this is the thing. There is a clarification process. Like, you have to get real with yourself. You have to get practical. How do you actually figure out if you're on your path or someone else's? And these are the tangible steps that I wish someone would have just given me, because there is an energy audit that you need to take. And for 1 week, like, I want you to track your energy levels throughout the day, and not your productivity. I'm saying like your actual life force essence. Like, when do you feel the most alive? When does time disappear? When do you finish an activity feeling energized rather than just like depleted? And this is the thing. Like, I discovered something shocking when I did this. I love creating content. I love creating content. But here's the thing. I hated the content marketing formula that everybody swore by. Writing authentic, meandering essays that broke all the rules, fucking energizing. I could do that all day long. Sitting down to tell myself, okay, I have to create 7 ways to transform your life because that's what performs well. Like, that's soul sucking for me. And I still get lost in that sauce of the algorithm. You know, I feel like I have to show up and I have to post. If you guys watch my Facebook for like the past week or two, I just go in and out because I start to feel like it's too much of a chore. I'm looking for marketing and followers and not really stepping into my potential, right? The right people are always going to find my message. So this is it. I want you to make a simple like 3-column chart. I did this in my journal. I just before I did this podcast episode, because there, you know, I am feeling super exhausted with my life in this moment. And I think it's just a culmination of all the things. Like, I'm not leaving on Fridays and Saturdays to bartend. I am full in mom gear. Haven't had a breather to myself. Still navigating. What does at home life look for me? And, you know, reopening, rebranding my coaching business and adding 2 more podcast shows to what I'm doing, all things I love. But there's something that was depleting me. And I'm going to tell you guys, it's fucking trying to post for the algorithm. Like, that is I can't do that anymore. That it doesn't align with me. It doesn't fit. And there's that little voice that's like, Brandon, but you have these numbers, these percentages, you're showing people how to make money on Facebook. Like, bitch, I'm going to get paid either way. And it's usually the same. It's there. I don't have to play the game. It's not a system that fits me. So I want you to make this chart, okay? I three columns: activity, energy level, and whose idea was this? And the last column is crucial because I want you to be honest. Like, did you choose this activity because it lights you up, or because some internet marketing guru said that you should, you know? And there is an authenticity test. It's I feel like it's more revealing than therapy. Explain what you do to a stranger in an elevator. And now do it again, but this time pretend that you're talking to your best friend from college who knew you before you became a professional. And then I want you to notice the difference. The first version is probably polished, impressive, and absolutely probably utterly forgettable. And that the second version of that, when you're talking to someone that you know and you're passionate about something, that is where your real voice lives. That's where your path is hiding. And when I did this, like, my professional explanation is bullshit. I hate it. I'm tired of it. And I had a mentor ask me the other day, because I'm like, I just am hitting a wall. And she said, you know, if you walked up to me in a store, what would you say? And I felt terrible about it. It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel authentic. You know, when you're using strategic frameworks and transformational leadership development, like words like that, there is no fucking way. But if I was going to run into my bestie, that bestie version, I'd be like, bitch, I'm going to help you stop being a fake Christian. You know, the ones that say all the right things, but secretly hate their lives so they can experience the freedom that Jesus promised. Like, that sounds way cooler. It's freeing. There's no weight to that. I want you to get a notebook, and I want you to complete this sentence 20 times without thinking. If I had permission to do anything, I would blank. And bitch, don't censor yourself. I don't want you to worry about money or credentials or what people would think. I want you just to write, because this is an exercise. When you write this down 20 times, okay, this is what happens. You're going to bypass your should brain, and it's going to connect you with your want brain. And sometimes what God planted deep in your want is the whisper of your actual calling. That's it. And my list is silly. It's like, I want to write books that make people laugh and cry in the same paragraph. I want to create content that feels more like a conversation at 2 a.m. than necessarily a sermon in a church. Like, none of the marketing gurus that I follow say to do these things, but those are the seeds of my actual path, you know? And this is the thing, you got to be a fruit inspector. Jesus literally said, you know a tree by its fruit. So I want you to inspect the fruit of your current path, not the fruit that other people see, but that fruit that you experience privately. And this is a very pivotal moment in your journey if you're ready to call yourself out on your bullshit. Are you producing joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, fruitfulness, gentleness, and self-control in your own life? Or are you producing anxiety, comparison, striving, resentment, and burnout? Brandon, who is trying to be on for Facebook every fucking day, that's anxiety, that's comparison, that's striving, that's resentment, that's burnout. And it's chump change, right? I'm producing successful things. My numbers are fucking growing like crazy. My reach is expanding like crazy. Personally, I'm producing cortisol. I'm producing self-doubt and this fucking heavy ass, inexplicable desire to abandon everything and just fucking run away. I'm pretty sure that was a message to my husband tonight. Like, I'm just going to run away. I'm going to run away. So I want you guys to try this, you know, another exercise. I know this is stuff that I'm processing myself. Like, we're doing this in real time together. The reverse engineering exercise. I want you to think about the last time that you felt completely like yourself, like you feel yourself, that moment when you're not performing, you're not proving, you're not pretending. There's no fucking bullshit. And maybe it's a random Tuesday afternoon or a spontaneous conversation where you forgot you had to be impressive. And I want you to reverse engineer it. What were you doing? Who were you with? And what made it feel so natural? What would your life be like if you built toward more of those moments instead of fewer? And for me, those are always going to be those deep conversations I have on the sidelines. That honest wrestling with hard questions, zero pretense. So why am I thinking I have to build a business model based on webinars, Zooms, funnels, carefully position myself as the authority on Facebook ads and an authority position because someone said that was what works. And it does work for them. It doesn't work for me. That's not happy for me. And the scariest part of all of this is like that awareness, not, it's not even just the admission. Like if you're listening to this and you're like, God, I feel that same way. Like I'm, it's frustrating. The scary part is actually making the shift. Because once you identify that you're on someone else's path, you face a choice that feels a lot like standing at the edge of a cliff with a bungee cord. You tied to yourself. You can see where you need to jump, but everything is screaming that the current ledge is safer, like cling to the ledge. That transition from someone else's path to your own, it rarely involves that big dramatic resignation letter. There's no burning bridges. It's just like gradually kind of turning a ship. Small directions, small adjustments in the direction that over time is going to take you somewhere completely different. And start with the 10%, okay? You don't have to be an A student. You just want to move the needle and you don't have to blow up your entire fucking life tomorrow. Please learn that from me. I learned the hard way. I blew it up. I burned the bridge. It was very traumatic, very traumatic. What if you devoted just 10% of your time and energy to exploring your actual path? And maybe that's one afternoon a week for you. Maybe it's just one project a month for you. One conversation that fills you up instead of drains you. I mean, bitch, if you look at my Facebook, like I'm writing essays that nobody asked for on topics that didn't optimize for engagement. I give myself permission to be me, to be weird, unapologetically myself in that 10%. And you know what happens? That 10% produces 90% of my fulfillment. And eventually that's going to be 90% of my income. That's what happens. And I encourage you, find three people, find your people. You need like three people who know that you're exploring your own path and won't freak out when it looks different from what everyone else is doing. Because I guarantee the whole world is going to be like, oh my God. I don't want cheerleaders who tell you everything you do is amazing. You need people to call you out like a truth teller who's going to distinguish between your authentic voice and then your bullshit, I'm a performer voice, you know? Find the people, you know, find a mentor who walked a non-traditional path. Find a friend who knew you before you became successful. Find a mindset coach who helps people become and unbecome what they never meant to become to step into their potential. That's how you get that permission to disappoint the crowd in favor of you being faithful to the call. If you're fitting in the crowd, you're going the wrong way. That is totally the wrong path. If you're doing what everybody else is doing, red flags, and create evidence files. Every time you take a small step toward your potential, toward your calling, toward your God-given path, document the evidence that's working. Not working by someone else's bullshit metrics, but working for your soul. That three-part chart, keep a running list of moments when you have felt most alive, when you feel most like yourself. Most connected to God being pleased in the work that you're doing. And the evidence file, you're going to need this, bitch, because doubt is going to creep in. I promise you this. I don't know a lot of things, but I do know that doubt is nasty and it's going to come for you. So when you're just like tempted to retreat to that well-worn path that everyone approves of, I want you to review the receipts. There are moments when I was most fully me and the fruit is undeniable. And if I was going to put on my marketing hat for just a minute, because this is where it kind of comes together. The most powerful marketing does not come from following formulas. It comes from being so authentically yourself that you naturally attract the people, exactly the people who need what you have. Think about the brands and the leaders that you're drawn to. And I'd bet money that they're not the ones following the rules perfectly. They're the ones who broke the mold and created something that could only come from them. They're the ones who made you think, finally, someone gets it. And that's not because they're more talented or they're more anointed than everyone else. It's because they stopped trying to be like everyone else. They found their path and they walked it with such a conviction that people could see them coming from miles away. And the paradox of marketing is this: the more you try to appeal to everyone, the less you connect with fucking anyone. When you fully commit to your specific, weird, wonderful, unique ass path, you become magnetic to the exact people who need what only you can offer. And I've spent years fighting against the grain and trying to build like a scalable business model that looked like everyone else's. And you know what happened? I built something perfectly respectable and completely forgettable. That's it. Now that I've committed to my own path, doing my long form, conversationally intense content that breaks the best practice, like, I am finding my people. And it's not about more people. My best days, the best days I feel the greatest, it's not the more people, it's the right people. That's made all the difference. And what I want you to understand is that clarifying your path isn't a one-time event. This is an ongoing conversation with God and with yourself and with the reality of your life. You're not looking for a final answer that settles everything forever. You're learning to recognize your own voice in the choir of voices that are just constantly telling you who to be. Some days you're going to know exactly where you're going. Other days you're going to be like Brandon, a fucking GPS trusting idiot in the middle of fucking Indiana, staring at confused cows. Like, both of these things are part of the journey. And the goal isn't certainty, it's faithfulness to the path that really belongs to you. So my challenge to you, stop waiting for permission to be yourself. Stop waiting until you have it all figured out. Stop waiting until following your path feels safe and reasonable and it's approved by the right people. Your path is a calling, and it's been a calling. And I promise you, bitch, it sounds nothing like anyone else's because it was never meant to. The world doesn't need another copy of someone else's journey. It needs the original that only you can offer. So, yeah, I mean, either get on with it, bitch, or go find the cows you're supposed to be staring at. I'm sure they're waiting. I love you guys. I will see you tomorrow.